This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abba, and welcome everyone to continue. Mesechtik Subai, Staf Mem Tesamad Beis. The Mishnah said a father is not obligated to support his daughter. So the Gemara had an issue with that, because that implies you're not obligated to support your daughter, but it would be a good deed. But it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara wanted to know, who does the Mishnah go like? It doesn't go like Rav Meir or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yochanan. Because again, the Mishnah says you're not obligated to support your daughter. That implies you are obligated to support your son. And your daughter, you're not obligated, but it's a good deed. So who is it like? Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, like Ben Broika? None of them. Because Rav Meir holds, it's a mitzvah to support your daughter, and certainly it's a mitzvah to support your son. But it's not a chiv to support anybody. So the Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's a mitzvah to support your son, certainly your daughter. But it's not a chiv to support anyone, not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says it's an obligation to support your daughters after the death of their father, but in the lifetime of the father, it's not even a good deed. So who's the Mishnah go like? So in the first Anomad Aleph, the Gemara says, maybe it's Rav Meir. And the way you read the Mishnah is a father is not obligated to support his daughter. The truth is, a father is not obligated to support his son. But there is a mitzvah to support your daughter. And certainly there's a mitzvah to support your son. Why does the Dafka focus on the daughter? The Chiddush is that that it's even a mitzvah. It's not obligatory to support your daughter, but it's even a mitzvah to support your daughter. So now we're going to try to see if the Mishnah could fit in to Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. V'boyseima Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say it's Rabbi Yehuda. V'achi kamar. The way you read the Mishnah is as follows. Ha'ave no chai b'mezonis bita. Father's not obligated to support his daughter. And v'kosha kein l'bnoi. Certainly you're not obligated to support your son, because the daughter, there's more of a reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to support, because it's embarrassing. But the mashmai says, ha-mitzvah bivnai. It is a mitzvah to support your son. V'kavachoymer l'banos. And certainly it's a mitzvah to support your daughter because of zilusa. So why does the Mishnah talk about the daughter? V'hadig tani bitai. The reason why it talks about a daughter. Ha-kamash malan, the chiddush is, da'afilu bitai chayva leka. The chiddush is there's no obligation to support your daughter. Even your daughter, there's no chiyav. Fine. V'ibai seima. And if you want, you could say, Rabbi Yochanan Broika. That is Rabbi Yochanan Broika. V'hachi kamar. Einoi chai b'mezonos bita. You're not obligated to support your daughter. V'adin levnoi. You're also not obligated to support your son. The truth is, it's not even a mitzvah to support either of them. So then why talk about the daughter? And why say you're not obligated to support your daughter? Say there's no mitzvah even. The answer is, since by a daughter, after the death of the father, it's obligatory. So it's saying now, it's not obligatory. But the truth is, it's not even a mitzvah. Really, it should have said it's not a mitzvah. Why does it say it's not obligatory? To contrast that after the death of the father, it is obligatory. But only by a daughter it's obligatory, not by a son. Okay. Now we're going to learn about certain takanos. So even though a father might not be obligated to support his children, technically, there were takanos that were made that obligated a father to support their children. Amar Rabbi Eli, Amar Reish Lakish Misham Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Chanina, Be'usha Hiskinu. And Usha, they made a takana. Usha was one of the stops of the Sanhedrin. They made a takana, Shehei Adam Zanas Banaves Benoisev Kshen Ketanim. That a person support their sons and daughter when they're young. Even though, technically speaking, the Mishnah says a father is not obligated to support his daughter, and it could be, according to some, it's not even a mitzvah, and it's maybe it's not even a mitzvah on a son. The rabbis were masakin anusha that a person supports their children when they're young. The shaila is, do we paskin like that or not? Is that the halacha, or is that not like, is not, or is that not the halacha? Is the halacha that a father is obligated to support his children, or is that not the halacha? So, says the Gemara, Tashma, come in here. Kiava asal kamed Rabbi Yehuda. When fathers who didn't want to support their children came before Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Lahu, Rabbi Yehuda would say to these people, Yarod Yalada, the jackal gave birth. It's a particular chaya. Rashi says, Tanin, Yarod Tanin, Ma'oin Tanim, Targuminan, Mador Yarodin. The jackal is a very cruel chaya. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda would embarrass the father. How dare you not support your offspring? V'ivni masa shadya. V'avni masa, v'abnei masa shadya. And he put the parnasa on the residents of the city. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda would mock this father. Oh, the jackal gave birth. Look, this cruel parent gave birth, and he's not supporting the child. He's placing the child's sustenance on the residents of the city. Kiava asul kamed Rav Chizda. When fathers who didn't support their children came before Rav Chizda, Amar Lahu, Rav Chizda would say to them, Kafule asisa b'tziburi. Turn over the mortar on its face. The tzibura publicly, basically take your working instrument, turn it over, stand on your soapbox, velekum, and stand on it, veleman say, urva boy b'nei, even ravens want their children, vahu gavraloi boy b'nei, and this man, meaning him, he doesn't want his children. So basically, Rav Chizda would embarrass such a parent by having the parent get up on a soapbox and basically say, I'm more cruel than a raven. A raven wants its children and I don't want my child. So Gemara says, what? The raven's the one bird that doesn't want its children. V'orva boy b'nei, a raven wants its child. V'aksiva, the pasuk says, Livnei oirev asher yikro. God gives food to the ravens, to the sons of the ravens that call out. Because the raven is known to be cruel to it's young. Says Gemara, Loi kasha, it's not difficult. Habe chivari, habe ochmi. One is talking about white ravens, and one's talking about black ravens. You see, ravens, when they're born, they're white. So the parents say, oh, who are these kids? They don't look familiar. I don't know who they are, so they reject them. But so, Hashem has to sustain the young ravens who their parents reject them. But then the ravens get older and the parents recognize them and take them in. So Rabbi Yehuda would have the parents stand up and say, even a raven eventually shows love to its child. But this, even the raven eventually shows love to a child, but this parent is not. Kiava asul kamei de Rava, when parents who would not feed their children came before Rava, Amar lei, Rava would say, Nicha lach de mitzani banaich mitzdaka, do you want your children to be sustained from tzedakah? By the way, from all of this we see that we cannot enforce that a parent sustains his child. We may be able to embarrass the parent, but we can't force, which seems to indicate that halacha is not like this takana. By the way, Tosfos says that even though Be'usha, they were misakin, she adam zanas banavas benoisav, k'shem ketanim, everybody agrees that very little children, Tosfos says, you're obligated to support. You can't tell your two-year-old, pal, go get a job. You want formula? No, go out and open up a lemonade stand. You can't do that. That you can't do, okay? I'm just letting you know, because we're friends. You should not send any of your little two-year-old children out to the workforce. But then, children who are a bit older, that's a shaila, whether you're obligated or not. And regarding that, there seems to have possibly been a takana, but it sounds like the halacha is that it was not a takana, it was not enforceable. Now, says the Gemara, this that we cannot force a parent to sustain, again, we're talking about a child who's, let's say, not an infant, this that you can't force is v'layamran and v'layamid. That's only if the parent is not wealthy. Aval amid, the parent is wealthy, kafinon le'al karche, we force the parent against his will. Ki hada Rava, like Rava, kafiel Rav Nasan bar Ami. He forced Rav Nasan bar Ami. The apik mine dalid mei azuzil tzedaka, and he took from him 400 zuz for tzedaka. It happens to be, friends, in the Wednesday night shir, we saw Toisus in Bava Basra Ches Amud Beis, and we have an identical Toisus here in Ksubis Mem Tes Amud Beis, that how could Rava forced Rav Nasan to give tzedakah. Tzedakah is something which we call matan schara b'tzida, something that has reward on its side. Because the Torah says, ki beglal ha-davar hazeh yivarechecha. So since it's davar shematan schara b'tzida, there's a rule that ain't koifin on davar shematan schara b'tzida. But anyway, a wealthy parent you could force to support his children. Amar Rabbi Allah said, Amar Reish Lakish. Another takana. You ready for this takana? Amar Rabbi Allah, Amar Reish Lakish, Busha Skinu. In Usha they made a takana. Hakoisiv kol nechasav levanav. Let's say you give a gift. You write all of your possessions to your children. Hu v'ishtai nizoinim mehem. He and his wife are supported from them. Meaning, let's say a person gives away all of his possessions to his children. Now what is a person supposed to be sustained from himself? The halacha is you and your wife are supported from those from that gift. Interesting. So in other words, even though you gave away all your possessions, the halacha is you could still benefit from those assets. Maskifla Rav Zeira v'item Rav Shom Bar Nachmani. Rav Zeira asks the Samsir Rav Shom Bar Nachmani, it's obvious you get sustained from it. Gadoyla mizu amro, we said much more. Almanasai nizaynes minachasav. Somebody's widow is sustained from his assets. Meaning if a person dies and your children inherit your assets, your widow is sustained from it. So if even your widow is sustained from your assets when a person dies, certainly you yourself are sustained from your assets when you don't die. So doesn't it go without saying that you and your wife are sustained? D'shalach Ravin b'igarte, Ravin sent in a letter, Mishame, someone who dies, v'hiniach almana, and he leaves an orphan, a widow. Let's say somebody who leaves a widow, ubas, and a daughter, almanasa nizaynus menachasav. Someone dies, he leaves a widow, and a daughter, so then the halach is the almana actually is sustained from his daughter. Now what if the daughter gets married, and now the assets go to the husband. Nisayis habas, amanas nizanis minachasav. The widow is sustained from those assets. And what if your daughter dies? Meisa habas, am Rabbi Yehuda ben Achoisesh Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of the sister of Yosi bar Chanina, said, al yadi hayamaisa. The story happened with me. V'amru, and the rabbi said, amanasai nizanis minachasav. The amana will be sustained from the assets that your daughter inherited, and then she died and went to her husband. So who ve'ishtami bai? If your almana is sustained from your assets, then doesn't it go without saying that you and your wife are sustained from your own assets? So Gemara says, what kind of extrapolation is that? Maybe your almana is sustained from your assets because there's nobody to be able to work for her. Ma'u detema, I would say, hasam hu deleka detarach. There's no one to be matshriach for her. Aval hacha, but over here, nitrach ledidei. Where you're alive, maybe you should go to work and support her. Nitrach ledidei, support yourself, ledida and her. Kamash malon, that know that you in fact still get to be sustained from your assets. So that was a takana and usha that Rabbi Elah said in the name of Reish Lakish. Iboilahu. So they asked the question, Hilchasa kavasei or lesa kavasei? Is the halacha in accordance with this teaching? Or is the halacha not in accordance with this teaching? Tashma, come in here, Rabbi Chanin of Rabbi Yonasan, have a kaima, kaimi. Rav Chanina and Rav Yonasan were standing. Asahu gavra. A man came along. Gachin, he bent down. V'noshka le Rav Yonasan. He kissed Rav Yonasan on the leg. Amar lei, Rav Chanina, my hi. Rav Chanina said, what's this guy kissing you on the leg? Amar lei, I'll tell you why. Koisev nechasev lebanav hava. He wrote all of his assets to his son. And I don't have this in my Gemara. One second. I have to open up this one. Va'asasinu liznei. And I forced his son to support him. He kissed me because he wrote all of his assets to his son, and I forced his son to support him. Now, if the halacha was that if you write all your assets... One second, let me change the battery. If the halacha is that if you write all your assets to your son, you still, in Usha, they were masakin, that you're allowed to be benefit from those assets, Iyamir Bisham, then why did the guy kiss the rabbi? There's a takana that he's allowed to continue to benefit from his assets. But if the halacha is not in accordance with that takana, and that means the rabbis went out of their way, despite the fact that there's no such takana that the father is allowed to benefit from the assets, the rabbis forced the son to support his father, so then we understand why he kissed the rabbi. Iyamir Bishlama Lavdina. If you're going to say that there's no such halacha, that if you write your assets to your son, that you're allowed to benefit, Mishum Hachi Asasinu. That's why he had to force him, and the guy kissed him. Iyamir Dina, but if it's a halacha, Asasinu Bai, why would he have to force him? So the fact he had to force him seems to imply that was not, in fact, the halacha. Okay, so that's a raya, ein halacha like that, takana, that shehiskinu ba'usha. So in other words, it comes out that bottom line is ein halacha, and like that takana, and regarding the first takana, that a person has to be zon as banav as menos of shem ketanim, it also sounds like it's not enforceable. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. I wish you a wonderful week. Bracha v'atzlacha, okay? Sure, yeah.
Rabbi, has a few questions? Or,
sure, sure.
On the last point, Rabbi said that doesn't the son have a responsibility in and itself to support the father, even though he got all his assets from him before, but he has keep it up that he has to maintain his father. Why do we have to find an extra, not an extra, but this source that he's required to support his father? He has to support his father based off the mitzvah of kibbutz.
Okay, good question. Good question. The Gemara in Kedushin comes out that even though you have to feed your father, but you don't have to pay for it. It's Mishal Av. The father has to pay for it.
If the father can't afford it, then
you're not obligated. No, You're not obligated.
If the son has money, he's still not obligated?
Correct.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.